I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to episode 39 of The 80%. Today, I'm telling you my story of how I left the corporate world to become an entrepreneur, plus the life lessons that I learned along the way. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte at ako ay isang registered financial planner. Since 2007, nagbibigay na ako ng financial advice through my blog entitled Ready to Be Rich. And I continue this advocacy through this podcast, kung saan pag-uusapan natin ang mga effective strategies kung paano ba yumaman. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. When people learn that I'm a registered financial planner, immediately, ina-assume nila na nag-finance course ako nung college or nag-work ako dati sa isang bank or sa isang insurance company. Pero hindi. I am actually a civil engineering graduate and I worked as an engineer when I was in the corporate world. Yes, I am a civil engineer. Well, I used to be a civil engineer kasi hindi na ako nag-renew ng PRC license ko. When I was working as an engineer, I actually jumped from one job to another. Kasi hinahabol ko yung mataas na sweldo. Pag may nakita akong trabaho na mas mataas ang offer, nagre-resign ako tas lumilipat ako sa bagong company. During that time kasi, ang talagang goal ko ay yumaman na kagad. And I was actually looking for that perfect job na makakapagbigay sa akin ng mataas na sweldo at makakapag-advance ng career ko as an engineer. However, ang na-realize ko is medyo mahirap mag-advance ng career as an engineer in the country. Unfortunately, medyo mataas ang seniority and you would have to wait several years na makapag-build ng network mo, makatapos ka ng several projects para meron kang opportunity na magtayo ng sarili mong construction firm, and that's when the wealth really starts. Eh, nagmamadali ako nun. Gusto ko kagad yumaman. So, I look for options and naisip ko, it's probably better if I change careers. Mag-IT na lang siguro ako. Kasi during that time, maraming opportunities for IT graduates or mga IT professionals na makahanap ng trabaho abroad. So, ang naisip ko, siguro mag-OFW na lang ako. Not a lot of people know this, but ang first choice ko talaga na course nung college is ComSci. Unfortunately, waitlisted ako and second choice ko lang yung civil engineering. What I wanted to say is that medyo may background na ako sa IT, may background na ako sa software programming. And during that time while I was still working as an engineer in the corporate world, I decided to self-study computer programming, refresh my knowledge, and probably that will help me shift careers towards the IT industry. Ang problem ko noon para makahanap ako ng trabaho abroad is wala kasi akong work experience in the IT industry, so hindi ako makapag-apply ng mga trabaho abroad. Ayoko rin namang mag-resign sa trabaho ko kasi syempre, yun yung source of income ko. So what I did was I took freelance jobs to gain that experience. Ang plano ko, mag-freelance software programmer ako, and then after 2 years, gagamitin ko yung mga projects na hinandle ko as my work experience para makapag-apply ako ng trabaho abroad. So, kinonta ko yung mga college friends ko na ComSci graduate and ask them kung baka mayroon naman silang mga pwedeng i-outsource sa akin ng mga programming projects. So, I took several freelance jobs as a software developer, and interestingly, after several months, siguro almost a year, I was actually starting to earn as much as my corporate job. Kasing taas na nung sweldo ko yung kinikita ko sa pag-freelance programmer. And napaisip ako bigla. Sabi ko sa sarili ko, ito part-time ko lang ginagawa after office at saka during weekends. What if mag full-time freelance programmer ako? I'm sure mas mataas ang kikitain ko. Fortunately, may binigay sa akin na 9-month na project yung isa kong kaibigan. And naisip ko, pwede akong mag-resign na nito. Kasi yung kikitain ko sa 9 months na project na to would be enough for my daily expenses. Medyo hesitant pa ako nun pero sabi ko, siguro this is a sign. So, I resigned from my work and became a full-time freelancer, a software developer. Okay naman yung naging experience ko as a full-time freelancer. Medyo hassle lang talaga minsan makipag-usap sa mga teammates mo or makipag-negotiate sa mga clients, sa mga prospects. Isa sa mga na-miss ko as a freelancer is yung regular salary. Naisip ko, iba pa rin pala talaga yung meron kang regular na natatanggap na pera. Kasi yung mga projects ko, magbibigay lang sila ng down payment, merong mga progress billing depende dun sa nagagawa mo or nasasabit mo, and then yung balance at the end of the project mo pa makukuha. Nakakamiss yung every 15th at saka every 30th, meron kang ine-expect na papasok na pera. Of course, ayoko rin naman bumalik sa pagiging empleyado kasi na-experience ko na yung pagiging freelancer. I liked how I was able to control my time, to be in charge of my schedule. So, kung gusto ko ng regular income pero ayokong maging empleyado, ang naisip ko is siguro dapat magnegosyo ako. Because if I have a business, then at least I will have regular income from the business. And that was exactly what I did. Naisip ko, magnenegosyo na lang ako. Total, nasa bahay lang naman ako, maliit lang yung gastos ko, pero malaki yung kinikita ko dun sa pagiging freelancer ko. Makakapag-ipon ako ng kapital para mag-start ng negosyo. Sabi nila, dapat ang business mo is along with your passion or with your interest. Of course, as a freelance programmer, naisip ko siguro related to computers na rin yung gagawin kong business. During that time, usong-uso yung mga computer shops, mga counteran o yung mga laruan ng Counter-Strike. And naisip ko, since mahilig din naman ako talaga sa mga computer games, yun na lang yung business na itatayo ko. Magko-computer shop ako. So yung naipon ko, I was able to start a business with 6 computers. Masasabi ko na medyo swerte ako, I was lucky, because when I started my computer shop, it was also the start ng mga MMORPG or yung massive multiplayer online role-playing game. In other words, pauso pa lang noon yung Ragnarok and kakasimula pa lang ng Dota. So ganun yung nangyari. Meron akong computer shop, tapos doon sa likod ng shop, nandun yung parang mini office ko where I still do my freelance programming work. And just like nung time na nag-freelance work ako, at the same time meron akong trabaho sa opisina, dumating din yung point na na-realize ko yung kinikita ko sa business, it's almost the same as the freelance income that I receive. And naisip ko, itong business, tumatakbo siya on its own. Well, I still manage it pero hindi siya full-time for me. Yung oras ko, nandun pa rin sa pagiging freelance programmer. Pero what if yung oras ko, i-dedicate ko nilang sa pagmamanage at pagpapalago ng negosyo ko? Baka mas malaki pa yung kikitain ko. Again, I tried to see what my options are and eventually I decided na sige, game ako dito. So I started to accept less and less freelance projects and dedicated my time into studying the business, managing the business, and finding opportunities on how I can grow my computer shop. And eventually, alam nyo, yung computer shop ko, lumaki siya hanggang 20 computers. Siguro ang pinaka-turning point na masasabi ko dun sa aking computer shop ay nung nabakante yung katabi kong lugar. Yung dentist clinic na katabi ko, biglang nagsara kasi nag-abroad na yung dentista. So kinuha ko siya at ni-renovate and then I created a business center doon sa tabi ng computer shop ko. Nung nag-open yung business center, grabe, kinuha na niya yung karamihan ng oras ko. And that's the time when I decided that I will stop being a freelance software developer and become a full-time serial entrepreneur. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about eToro. If you want to invest and trade the global markets like US stocks, commodities, forex, cryptocurrencies, and others, then check out eToro, my trusted multi-asset broker with an online community of millions of investors and traders from around the world. One of their coolest features is CopyTrader, which allows you to copy other successful traders on eToro in just one click to easily automate your investing or trading. Sign up today and get a $100,000 practice account. Just go to bit.ly/openetoro account. That's bit.ly/openetoro account. Again, that's bit.ly/openetoro account. All small letters. Did you know that there's a free financial coaching video that you can watch online? It's called The Secret to Saving and Building Your Future, and it's presented to you by the IMG Wealth Academy. This video will teach you the proper way to save money, and you'll also learn the 6 steps to build a strong financial foundation. If you're interested to watch this free financial coaching video, then just go to imgwealthacademy.com. Again, that's imgwealthacademy.com. That's it. Now, let's go back to our episode. Naikwento ko sa inyo yung super shortcut version kung paano ko nag-transition from being an employee to being a freelancer and finally to being an entrepreneur. Throughout my journey, marami akong friends na nagtatanong sa akin na paano ko ginawa? Ano yung sikreto ko? Looking back, I realized that there are 3 important lessons that I've learned. The 3 lessons that I want to share with you today. Lesson 1. Personal finance played a big role in the process. The money habits that I learned when I was employed proved to be essential when I left the corporate world. Yung pagsisave ko, pagbabudget, at pagmamanage ng expenses ko, grabe, naging very useful siya nung naging freelancer ako. Lalo na kasi, 'di ba, wala na akong regular income. Tapos, medyo hindi ako nahirapan na i-manage yung pera ng business kasi alam ko kung paano i-manage yung sarili kong pera. And in fact, that's one of the advice that I always give people who wants to start their business. Sinasabi ko sa kanila, kailangan alam mo kung paano i-manage yung sarili mong pera because the skills that you will learn is also the same skills that you will use when you start to manage your business. Lesson number 2. It's important to learn how to get out of your comfort zone. Nung nag-resign ako sa trabaho para maging freelancer, nako, hindi pa buo yung loob ko, pero sinabi ko, sige, I'll take this leap of faith. I need to jump off the cliff and trust that the parachute will open. Isa sa mga na-realize ko nung nag-resign ako sa work para maging freelancer and also during the time na nag-stop ako maging freelancer para mag-focus na dun sa negosyo ko is there's really no perfect time. We need to stop waiting for the right moment. Madalas kong marinig sa mga kaibigan ko, usually pag around this time na October, ang sinasabi nila, hihintayin ko muna yung year-end bonus before ako mag-resign ng work. Tapos, pag January, baka ipopromote ako eh, so hihintayin ko muna. Pagdating naman ng April, naku, gusto ko munang i-enjoy yung summer, magbabakasyon muna ako, magre-resign na lang siguro ako pagdating ng June. Tapos pagdating ng July, naku, medyo kapos ako ngayon eh, ang daming gastos, siguro hindi pa magandang panahon para mag-resign. Those reasons and several others, yan yung mga madalas kong marinig sa mga kaibigan ko na, in my belief, kaya naman nila mag-resign para mag-start ng business or at least maging freelancer, pero nag-hesitate sila, natatakot sila. Deep inside, I know that they're just afraid to get out of their comfort zone. Masarap kaya maging empleyado, nagtatrabaho ko araw-araw, pero at least merong kampera na i-expect na sweldo. Personally, narinig ko rin yung sarili ko na sinasabi itong mga to. These are the things which actually prevented me from leaving the corporate world year after year after year. Until finally, I said to myself, if I don't do this now, I'll never will. To be honest, hindi ko na maalala kung anong month ba ako nag-resign. Basta alam ko, nung na-close yung 9-month freelance project ko, nag-resign na rin ako kagad nun. And one other thing that I could remember at that moment was that feeling of excitement and freedom, and the great realization that I should have done that much sooner. Lesson number 3. It pays to be forward-looking. Ang ibig sabihin nito ay dapat meron kang long-term mindset. Naalala ko pa noon, isa sa mga common questions na tinatanong sa akin kapag nag-a-apply ako ng trabaho is, where do I see myself 5 years from that time? Siyempre gusto kong matanggap sa trabaho, so meron akong pinractice na sagot. Usually ang reply ko dyan ay, I'm looking for a stable and long-term career. And based on what I've learned about this company, I'm confident that there's opportunity for me to grow here in the next 5 years. But of course, deep inside, hindi naman talaga yun yung sincere and honest answer ko. I just said that because I know that will help me to be accepted at the job. However, at that point when I was already a full-time entrepreneur and I had several businesses running, naisip ko ulit yung tanong na yon and ask myself, ano na yung magiging answer ko? How will I see myself 5 years from that time? Indeed, it was not until I started to really think about my future, the life that I wanted to live 5, 10, 20 years ahead, that I began to live the present moment much differently. When I began to have a long-term mindset, suddenly, owning the latest mobile phone seemed shallow compared to owning a business. A weekend spent in Boracay began to pale in comparison to traveling the whole country. When I shifted my perspective, my small, short-term goals quickly gave way for big, long-term dreams. These then changed not only how I manage and spend my money, but how I made decisions in my life. Ikaw, where do you see yourself 5 years from now? 10 years from now? Where will you be 20 years from now? Remember that wherever that is, you should decide, commit, and start working for that dream today. Not tomorrow, not next week, next month, nor next year, but today. We are all running our own race. It doesn't matter if you're an employee, a freelancer, or an entrepreneur. It doesn't matter what you want to do in life, you just do you. Kung ano yung gusto mo, okay lang yon. But always remember the lessons that I've learned because they will help you to become successful at whichever path you choose. Always take care of your personal finance. Ang pera, laging part yan ng buhay mo. Don't be afraid to get out of your comfort zone. It's really the only way to grow. And lastly, be forward-looking. Have a long-term mindset and design your future with the actions that you take today. And that's our episode for this week. Thank you for listening. Kung may natutunan kayo today, then please follow or subscribe to the 80% and invite nyo na rin yung mga friends nyo to listen to our podcast. And just in case na iniisip ninyo, how did I end up being a registered financial planner? Well, of course, hindi pa tapos ang kwento ko. Marami pa tayong mga details na hindi na i-share. But those are things that I will tell you in another episode. Anyway, for comments and suggestions, you can use hashtag the80% on your social media posts, tag me at Broadfits on Twitter and Instagram, or you can go to our show notes, which you can find at bit.ly/the80%. That's it. Again, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. Kita-kits ulit tayo next week. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.